Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And as we're getting into this holiday season now, there are so many things that can bring us joy and happiness, but there are actually a lot of things that can kind of bring us down. For example, in a large part of the world, we're living in colder, darker months, and there's also this social pressure to host this perfect holiday party or to send gorgeous Christmas cards or have our homes decorated to look like catalogs. And all of that pressure can kind of make some of us feel discouraged and even a little bit depressed. Also during the holidays, I tend to find myself reflecting on loved ones who have passed on and who aren't here anymore and the fun things that I might be doing with them if they were here. So in the spirit of allowing ourselves to be happier and enjoy this time of year more, I did some research and I found some great advice on how to retrain our brains into happier patterns of thought and behavior. So here are three tips that I found, and hopefully these can help you if this time of year is particularly difficult for you. So tip number one, we're calling it embrace thin slices of joy. So Chade Meng Tan was one of the first engineers, one of the first employees at Google. And along with his regular daytime job, he actually also taught mindfulness classes to employees there. And he was so good at it that he left to establish his own mindfulness institute. And before he was good at all of this, he knew he was self-aware enough to know that he wasn't a particularly happy person. And one of the more remarkable discoveries that he made was that there are actually several opportunities every day for everyone to experience joy, at least on a small scale. So he said that when we're really aware of how we're feeling, we know when our needs are met, and that relief that we feel when our needs are met can lead to joy. So for example, if you're feeling thirsty, when you finally locate and take a sip of cold water, that momentary relief actually gives your brain a boost. And although that's a really small, minuscule experience, if you take the time to pause and notice this small joy, you can train your brain to develop that habit of recognizing more small joys that are all around you. And then you start recognizing how much joy is actually a part of your life on a small, medium, and larger scale. And he said that this is because the better we become at noticing these small joys, our brains tend to repeat this behavior. It becomes a habit without much thought on our part. So I thought that was really interesting. And the second tip is to be curious. So according to performance strategist and author Lauren Garnett, she said, quote, "Curiosity is the key to finding the happiness, positivity, and forward momentum in anything you do. It helps you maintain a sense of wonder about the ups and downs of life," end quote. So the next time you find yourself lashing out at someone or just feeling really angry and frustrated, Garnett says to pause and analyze why you may be feeling that way. And more often than not, she says, it's not the circumstance or the other person that's making us unhappy, although it's really easy to point fingers and find fault with someone else. It's actually a past pain that was triggered by a current event. That's why we're feeling angry and frustrated. So when you know this about yourself, when you know what your triggers are, that can actually help you to switch around your reactions in the future and avoid certain situations where they could come out. Tip number three is to do the most good. And it's no secret that doing service for other people can help give you a boost of happiness as well. But according to Princeton philosopher Peter Singer, he said, "We're ethical if we help others, but to change the world, we need to do the most good, not just do good." So instead of serving people just once in a while or when it's convenient or only at the holiday season, I mean, those things are all doing good, but to really change your world, change your environment, and change someone else's world, we need to incorporate service into our lives more seriously. We need to make it a pattern of thought and make it a regular thing that we do. And that can not only reduce someone else's suffering and maximize their happiness, but it can maximize your happiness so much more as well. So for more podcasts, blog posts, and videos on happiness, if you're interested in that topic, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And if you're interested in ideas on how to serve more people, especially in your area, you can visit giveback.lds.org for some really great ideas. I've gone there myself and have done a couple of service projects on there and some more long-term things, and it has been really a rewarding experience for me. Well, we're going to close today with a quote from LDS President Henry B. Eyring, and he said, "There is one overarching commandment that will help us to meet the challenges and lead to the heart of a happy family life. It applies to all relationships, regardless of circumstances. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." End quote. And I can't think of a better reason to improve your life and your family's life and your happiness than just doing it because you love God. He wants to see you happy, and it makes Him so happy when we are. Thank you for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.